Today things are a little bit different. We have our baptismal font that has been moved, and there's a big old octagon-shaped spot here where it normally sits. And it's out here in the middle, and I hope it's not too sacrilegious for some of you that we have brought it to the center. On either side of us, we have lavers of water. This morning, I'm calling for you to remember your baptism. I remember when I was going before the Board of Ordained Ministry and we were talking about this very passage of Scripture. And I remember in the process of our discussion, question was asked, and what does happen at baptism? And I thought for a moment. I said, I don't know. Later on, I was talking with one of the individuals that was there on the committee that was interviewing me. And he looked at me and he said, Terry, none of us really know exactly what happens at baptism. Jesus was coming to John to be baptized, and I still remember the day in Bible school when we were talking and someone said, why? And I'm sure as I ask that question or say that this morning, why, there are some of you that are in your own mind and heart are giving your answers for why you think Jesus came to John to be baptized. But clearly John realized something was amiss here. John didn't need to be baptizing Jesus. In reality, Jesus needed to be baptizing John. But Jesus said, this is the way that it's going to be. When John consented, the Scripture says, and the heavens were opened. I'm reminded of a little boy who read a passage of Scripture about hearing a voice from heaven, and he looked at his little dog and he said, Rex, I don't ever hear any voices from above. And in the little bubble caption that goes above the little cartoons, the little dog was thinking, attention, Kmart shoppers. I think of the voices that I hear sometimes, especially when I'm sitting at a red light and I hear the boom, the boom, the boom, you know. And some of the words that I understand are not words that I'm accustomed to listening to. I wonder what type of voice the gentleman was listening to yesterday when he shot the congressman and all those other individuals around. As we sit here, worship here today, with our toes in a new year, we can ask ourselves the question, what are the voices that I'm accustomed to listening to? What is it that I want to hear God speaking to me this year? What is it that God wants to do inside of me? Bishop Davis, in talking about baptism and ministry, and as I mentioned to you when I went before the Board of Ordained Ministry to be an elder, and we have elders and deacons who serve our churches now in an ordained capacity. He said, ministry didn't start when I was ordained an elder. Ministry started when I was baptized. Now, for some of you, you may have experienced what is called believer's baptism, and that's very valid. And it's very biblical. But for many of us, we were baptized in a liturgical format where we were brought to the church as infants, and we were brought here and we were baptized. And even before we were known, even before we even knew our own name, our name was known in the church. We were brought in as a family, and we were nurtured, and we are nurtured and continue to be nurtured in the church. As United Methodists, we believe that when a person is baptized, that the grace of God comes upon that individual in a way that they are distinctly different. And we're adamant that we baptize once in a lifetime. That's it. The grace of God is sufficient once.